Now, we have a question here from Chris Heron, who wants to know...
We hear from time to time they've discovered a new highest known prime number, but this is now over 17 million digits. So I know we can't possibly know all the prime numbers up to that. So what I'd like to know is how far up do we actually know all the primes?
Thank you for that, Chris. James, what do you think?
So a prime number you may remember from school are those numbers that can only be divided by one and itself. You're right. You will hear in the news announcements about, you know, the newest, largest prime number we found. The reason that's important is we do use large prime numbers in encryption and in internet encryption. But also it's an exercise in our computers and computational power. And so that's why we have holes. We haven't been working out the primes one at a time, which you can do with ancient methods by sieving through the numbers. What we have instead are probabilistic methods to work out extremely high prime numbers. No, we haven't been working through them one at a time. Where does it stop? Where is that first gap? It must be huge. I do not know that number off the top of my head, but it must be absolutely massive.
Riemann, who is a famous mathematician, had a prize of, I think it's $1 million has been put up, isn't it, for someone who can come up with a formula for predicting prime numbers, but it's never been claimed.
That's right. That's the Riemann hypothesis. So Riemann, this must be around 1850, came up with this function that could be used to work out not where the prime numbers are, but where we're counting the prime numbers. So we want to know how many prime numbers are less than 100. So I don't know what that is. I think it's like 22 of them or something. You might want to know how many prime numbers less than a billion. Right. So we need to know that proportion. Riemann had a method for working out what the error might be in that formula, and that will help us predict the pattern in the primes.
Let's hope so. And then you can make yourself a million, couldn't you?
And then you can
claim the prize.
This $1 million prize, absolutely.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, James.